Emotions. We all have them, and sometimes we wonder why. Our emotions can be short-lived, like a flash of annoyance at a coworker, or long-lasting, such as enduring sadness over the loss of a loved one. But why do we experience emotions? What purpose do they have? Let's find out. Thanks to the work of a few researchers, we can theorize on a few reasons why we feel emotions. Number one, emotions help us survive. Naturalist Charles Darwin believed that emotions are adaptations that allow us humans to survive. When we lived in the wild, we needed emotions in order to react quickly to dangerous situations. If faced with a tiger, it's better to be rocked with a fear so strong, triggers a quick response, rather than theorize about the threat. If you want to create a system that works hard to survive, make it conscious and emotional. It will want to keep itself around. This also helped us jump up the food chain. Number two, emotions can motivate us to take action. Emotions help to organize our behavior and set us in motion to accomplish a goal. When faced with a nerve-wracking exam, you might feel a lot of anxiety about whether you'll do well and how it will impact your final grade. These emotional responses can motivate you to take action, like studying, to improve your chances of getting a good grade. We also tend to take certain actions that make us feel positive emotions and stay away from the ones that cause us to feel negative ones. For example, you might seek out social activities or hobbies that give you a sense of happiness, contentment, and excitement. On the other